Hello, welcome to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I'm Jesse Bergen.
And I'm Thomas Tolles. This is a podcast where, as you know, we find an article on WikiHow and we walk you through the steps, and then we do improv based on our conversation. But today we have some very, very special guests, wouldn't you say, Jesse?
Oh, these guests are so special. They've traveled all the way across Canada promoting the Canadian Improv Games. All two of them. Not including the extras.
Right. We have some guests who are just ordinary, and two very special guests.
Very concise intro so far.
Yeah. So let's start with the guests that we're the most excited to have on.
Right.
Tristan Foy.
Tristan Foy is a returning guest. You may have heard him on How to Pretend to Understand Football, one of our other episodes. He joins us again. Hi, Tristan.
Hey, Jesse.
And our other special guest is Carl Plummer.
Hello.
He's another local improviser.
I am unemployed.
Yes. Not for long.
Not after you learn today's skill.
Katie Bennett is here.
Hello.
She's also an improviser.
Yeah.
And all the way from across Canada. Introduce yourselves.
Oh, it's your boy Spencer Dunn.
And your main girl, Michelle Hart.
Fantastic.
Really committing there.
Yeah.
Really going for it.
Strong start. It's great. Today's article is How to Do a Round Off in Gymnastics.
Cool.
Now, the round off is a common skill in gymnastics for most tumbling passes. It can help if you've already learned how to do a cartwheel or do a handstand.
I am sunk.
Yes.
It's helpful, it isn't necessary. So stay with us.
The whole move only takes a few seconds, but this podcast is going to take roughly 30 to 40 minutes. So just imagine we've done like 800 of these during the podcast.
Yeah, Tristan started now, and he won't stop until it's over.
Great form, Tristan.
Thank you. My sister did a lot of gymnastics, so I guess I got something out of that.
Great addition, Tristan. Keep it up.
Yeah. Learning by osmosis. Jones. All right. Part one, going into the round off. Number one, find your dominant side.
Well, I'm right-handed.
So. Left. I'm left-handed, but sometimes I do things right-handed.
I'm going to say I'm ambi-sided.
Does it give specifics on how to do this?
How to find your dominant side? You'll step off and land on your dominant leg.
Oh.
What?
So, if everyone just takes a step, whatever foot they put forward.
What are we stepping off of?
Your other foot?
And Jesse, I feel like we skipped raised? Over what a round-off is.
So a round-off is a common skill in gymnastics for most tumbling passes.
Right. No, we covered that.
So judging by these pictures, I believe it's like a cartwheel?
But you land with both your feet at the same time. So you like twist your body in the air, and then you land on your feet at the same time facing the opposite direction where you started.
Wow.
Whoa. Is that where you don't put your hands on the ground?
That's an aerial.
Whoa.
Yeah, those 2 years in gymnastics really did me in grade 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Shout out, Miss Madame Gadet.
Oh, there you have it. This one's for you.
Madame Gadet.
So find your dominant side. I recommend having someone throw like an orange at you and see which hand you use to catch it.
Oranges only.
Yes.
Yes. I just stepped off this chair that I'm sitting on, and my right foot hit the ground first. Well, so I think that my dominant side is right.
Someone throw me something.
Oh, she didn't.
I don't have any oranges.
Okay, okay. I'm left.
You're left-handed. So Katie's left-handed.
Which I already knew.
Well, now you've confirmed it.
Good.
That's how doctors should test babies when they come out. I guess they would not
throw something at the baby.
You know, throw some oranges.
Have some vitamin C.
This baby doesn't use any hands.
The side of the buttocks that you spank determines the dominant
that is
side
true.
Later.
And if you spank that baby hard enough, it may do a complete round off.
I know this is not about left hand versus right hand, but King George the Sixth, who the king speeches about, they made him write with his right hand when he was a kid. Even though he was left-handed, which caused his stutter, and the same thing happened to my mom.
She became the king of England.
She became the king of England, and her brother married an American. No, she would go to school, and she's left-handed, and the teacher forced her to write with her right hand.
Oh,
and
no.
After like a week, she came home and started stuttering, and her mom, my grandmother, went in and was like, My daughter will write with her left hand. Your backwards ways won't stand here. My mom doesn't have a stutter now. So, wow. But she's still the King of England.
Well, that is, I didn't know that that was related.
Yeah. It totally switches your ability to speak. And my brother wrote left-handed, and he would write all his letters backwards, and the teacher was like, he is for sure dyslexic. And my mom's like, he's just left-handed. And he is dyslexic. No, he's not.
We're special people, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kimmy, did it ever happen to you? Also,
no.
I feel like I'm distracting here a little bit.
No, it's just freewheeling.
I was in rhythmic gymnastics.
Did they make you use the ribbon in the other hand?
No.
No.
I don't think so. My Oma had to write with her other hand, and she was left-handed.
I hope we don't do that anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I was in rhythmic gymnastics in the sense that I took scarves from my mom's closet and just run around with them very fast.
Yeah.
And always did a good job.
Yeah.
Did you do round-offs?
I did. Thank you, but I'm a good at.
So we've all found our dominant side.
Yeah.
We're all...
Yeah, right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Oh, man, there's
right. I go with the left, though.
Here, let's see what you catch with.
Ambidextrous. She caught the orange with both hands.
I can't catch it either.
Ambidextrous. Step 2, practice the quarter turn action. The quarter turn action is the beginning step of a round off.
Okay.
So there's like a gif here.
Wait, how are you saying
if
it?
We can see it.
This is a whole thing.
A gif?
So step.
This is all you have to do.
Then the gif ends like as they're doing it.
Do you guys notice
it's
circled
the...
So you're planting your foot.
Yeah.
And then just do a quarter turn, get your protractor, measure those degrees.
I love the idea of, like, forcing my head towards the ground.
Yeah.
That's
I used to get dizzy spells. I couldn't do somersaults or anything.
I see how it works. But I see how it works.
Cross on it.
Girls on it.
I'm going to do a round off by the end of this podcast.
That's the goal.
In this attic with very short ceilings.
There was a time period where I realized that I couldn't do somersaults. Like, I used to do them all the time as a kid. And then there was a point when I was like, whatever, in grade 7 or something. Whenever I was like, let's do some somersaults. And I went to go do one, and I was like, I can't do a somersault anymore.
You could do a somersault.
I don't know if I could. I think I would end up on my back.
But that's, isn't that what you do that, and then you end up forward.
Yeah, but I just would go like, and just kick my feet, and I would just land like,
prone.
Flat on my back, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, there is that moment of fear, right, when you're like, I'm going to do a somersault, guys.
Yeah.
And you go into it and you're like, oh, what have I gotten myself into? Yeah, that moment of panic.
Okay, so...
Wait, so we've all done a quarter turn.
And by all of us, I mean Carl.
Yep.
So is it just turning your body a quarter? Or
four times.
Right.
Yeah.
No. So I'm facing this way, right?
Yeah.
And when I plant my foot, then I turn a quarter so that I'm now facing this way to go
gotcha.
Down.
Yeah.
Oh,
Carl's absolutely right. So you're rotating sideways a quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way.
With your dominant hand?
Yes.
Yes.
I suppose so.
You're going towards your dominant side, which is my right side. So I plant my foot, and that, so I'm facing the same way my feet are pointing, and then I turn a quarter so that I'm facing
perpendicular.
To do the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to step 3. You're going to want to get a running start.
Okay.
So, forget those first two. No.
Yeah.
Back up.
Yeah, it's like, well, alright, let's slow down here.
Mm-hmm. You got to walk before you can run.
So, hang on. I mean, that feels, probably essential to doing the move, but you've only practiced the very beginning of it, and now you're sprinting forward to attempt what? Like
someone's going
to
yell the rest of the instructions
exactly.
As you're...
Quarter turn!
Quarter turn!
Let's break some bones.
Yeah. So we've got a running start with charging.
Exactly.
This round off.
You're going to have your dominant foot ready to go. Mm-hmm. If you're ambidextrous,
just pick
flip a coin.
Just pick
yeah.
One, yeah.
Just pick one. You should be good. If you are antidextrous, maybe
just
don't attempt this at all.
That would be me.
Find a new podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll be a teen spy instead.
Absolutely.
Throwback to a different one.
Yeah, that's a callback.
Yeah.
All right, now we're on to part 2, doing the round off. The rest was just prep work.
Sorry.
Wait, the last step for prep was running?
Yes. So now you're just, as you're listening to this podcast in your headphones, I'm assuming you're just barreling down the street, looking for like a green patch, a soft... landing area.
You've been practicing your corridors all morning.
Oh, yeah. No, please, God, look for a soft landing.
You have to prep this to make sure, like, the soft landing spot is there. No one's chasing you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do not attempt in the winter.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Unless it's a soft snowbank.
Exactly. There's lots of snow kicking.
I'm more likely to, like, jump into a snowbank than I am to be, like, a pile of dirt.
I learned to ride a bike in the snow.
What?
Yeah. Ah,
that's very New Brunswick of you.
Because one kid was, like, I remember in December, and he's like, you can't ride a bike, you're stupid. I was like, mock this day. And I went home, and I dug out my shed, and then I got my bike, and then I rode it just in the backyard around my pool on top of, like, 2 feet of snow. It was all ice solid, so it left me.
Yikes.
And, what? Yeah, and that's how Whoa. I, so the next day I was like, yeah, Ken, Matt Evans.
Yeah, shout out to Matt Evans.
I like that of the names listed in this podcast, so far two of them have been very specific Riverview, New Brunswick people.
Who's the other one?
Madame Godet.
Oh, thank you.
So if you can find somebody who you spite as much as Michelle does, you can maybe do a round off out of anger.
Yeah, exactly. Find someone who doesn't believe in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's
find someone who does. Madame Godet.
You're going to want to, part two, doing the round off. Step one, step into the round off.
Haven't we not already done that? We only found our dominant
leg. Yep. As you're stepping with your dominant leg, the other leg should be coming up behind you. Make sure your other leg isn't just staying where it is, and your legs aren't crunching apart.
Yeah, you're not a wishbone. We don't exactly. want you to snap in two.
So pretend I ran into this.
Oh God.
Done.
Step, quarter turn, and then my other leg's gonna lift.
You know what, Carl?
This is
that
working.
That looks good.
Yeah.
That looks like it's gonna be a round off.
Yeah. Suck it, Matt Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw you.
Please don't, Matt Evans. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Rate and subscribe.
I don't think we've talked since middle school.
I really hope he's actually listening.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know if we're Facebook friends. Well, we'll
I'm sure
out.
He's in his house and he's got like a conspiracy web with like your face and a bike and like yarn.
Yeah.
Like, how did she do it?
Oh, yeah. It was the middle of winter.
She dug a shed first.
There's a picture of a round off with a question mark.
Exactly. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. Round off?
Just pulling out his hair.
Yeah.
This time, I found the stumper.
Yeah.
Step two, control your turn. For this part of the move, it's important to keep your form controlled so you don't injure yourself or wobble.
Mm. I would say it's important to keep your body movements controlled in all aspects of life so that you don't get injured or hurt yourself.
Right, it's not like you need this step to remind you.
Yeah, I think this is an unnecessary step.
It's not like,
hey, while we're at it, don't hurt yourself.
Unless you're going into this thinking, like, evolution of humans has prepared my body to instinctually finish the round off.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you need to control your body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not like a saber-toothed tiger was going to attack somebody, and then they did a
round-off. Like, oh, perfect round-off.
You're right.
Yeah.
Round-off
into their mouth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Your instincts are not going to kick in on this one.
Well, this is, speaking of kicking in, step three, bring your legs up. This is maybe the most crucial step.
I think that would be the hardest part. Like, I'm pretty good at falling over.
Mm.
And turning a quarter of the way.
And knowing what dominant side I am and
this
taking a step.
This is where you're going to have trouble.
Look, if you're listening to this just to take a step, turn a little bit, and control your body, I mean, it's getting a lot harder right now.
Yeah. I feel like it has to do with your arms, too, though. Like, you have to propel yourself forward with your arms.
Okay,
so.
Jesse? Yeah. I'm going to try and do this, and you grab my legs and make sure they're straight.
I'm also holding a laptop.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine. I trust you. Okay ready?
Sure.
Pretend I ran into this. Quarter turn. Leg. Arms. Oh! I think I need to actually run into it.
Carl is now currently doing a complete handstand. He's frozen in place, demonstrating perfectly how your legs are supposed to be up.
And
he's
the blood
maintaining
that is
the
rushing to his head is going to make him even better at this round off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great. Step four, place your hands on the ground.
Mm. Wait, step four?
Yes.
You get your legs going before
your
hands?
Kick your legs up, and then...
One hand's on the ground.
Don't forget to push both.
But now both are. But I think before it was one.
Mm, true.
Oh, it does say put one hand on the ground?
No, it says put your hands on the ground.
Oh, God.
Don't forget and just hover a foot off the ground.
You're doing an aerial.
So I guess you're kicking off and
landing full force. My elbows would pop out the back of my arms.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a gross thing to say? Like, I'm full force punching the ground?
Yep.
Nope.
Bad. Well, Spencer's out.
I'm done. I'm anti-dextrous anyway, so I'm done.
Shout out to Anti-Dextrous.
Yes, shout out to good old Anti-Dextrous.
Do you guys know how to make...
Always $75 on my birthday.
Yeah.
Do you guys know how to make antifreeze? You guys know how to make antifreeze?
No.
You take away your knickers.
Oh, man. I heard a great joke the other day, totally unrelated.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear one of the benefits of being Swiss? Well, the flag's a plus. Step part three. Landing the round off.
Okay.
Arguably the most crucial part.
Mm-hmm. Arguably.
Is that what it says there? Arguably?
No, I editorialized.
Oh, you didn't
say that? Oh. Editorialized.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Sad.
Fake news. Yeah, absolutely. We're all in our Facebook bubbles thinking we don't need to land our round off. So I got news for you. We do. Wake up, sheeple. Step one, pull your legs together.
Oh, what?
Now that both hands...
No, that makes sense to me.
You see, Carl, the expert. Carl's on it.
That makes sense to me.
He's done more of a rest than the rest of us today.
Yeah, he's
right.
So
he's still upside down.
He's slowly closing his legs together in a perfect point.
Yeah, up to this point, I was sort of starfishing it.
Yeah.
Pull your legs together.
Mm-hmm. Pull yourself together.
Put on a tie.
Yeah. Nice suit.
Stop doing round offs in the backyard and get a job.
Get your legs together.
Stop crying.
Step two, rotate your hips.
Wait, step two?
Of part three.
Oh, God.
This is step two of landing it. Rotate your hips.
Uh-huh.
About 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So that's 2 quarter turns?
Yeah, approximately 2 quarter turns.
Or a half turn.
Yeah, or 4/8 turns, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
You turn your
Wait, you're straightforward at this point?
No, I'm confusing you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So you've now fully rotated your hips so that they're facing
the opposite direction.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. They should be aligned so you're facing the direction you started from. Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
You're facing where you started from.
So if you saw two people talking in a conversation, you're like, you would be number two talking. Does that make sense?
No.
If two people are talking face-to-face, like A and B, and then A, you land where B is, so you're still facing past
back.
A.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't end it, like, still looking where you were going.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This is the final step. Step three, land on your feet.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Just like
that's
a cat.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Just
like
a cat.
Inspirational poster.
Land on
your
feet.
And then this, just the pictures of this WikiHow article.
Yeah.
Unlike Matt Evans.
I like the idea of like every year Matt Evans being like, Michelle, you can't do a round off. And Michelle being like, oh yeah, Matt Evans. Like him being her biggest motivator.
Just wait till a good storm.
And then at graduation he was like, you've learned a lot. Like, this whole
he
goal.
Was the guidance counselor.
Yeah.
Looks like
you can't get into university, Michelle. Oh yeah, I can do it in my shed.
Looks like the round offer has become the round offie or something.
Round offie. Mm-hmm. That's the new president of Libya. Muammar round offie.
Yep. Always keeping 2 feet on the ground
and throwing his hands.
That's right. Like, he just doesn't care.
Is there an epilogue?
Well, there are some community Q&A questions.
Oh,
which I always
miss. Let's see if we can answer them.
This is a great one. How do I join my legs together?
Duct tape.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's a good one.
A mermaid or merman sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Merman Sleeve is the name of my post-punk band.
Mm-hmm.
grab a buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask them to hold them. Ask
what
a friend.
What does it say?
The answer? You can practice joining your legs together in the middle of the cartwheel or doing handstands.
Do a harder thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put your legs together during that.
Mm-hmm. I can't take my hands off the ground. What am I doing wrong? We've all been there.
First of all, you shouldn't have glued your hands.
That's the problem there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think just, like, do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You guys want to hear a crazy fact?
Yes. Yes.
Did you know that the Nike slogan, "Just Do It," was taken from a executed criminal's last words in the United States?
Oh,
he was gonna he was going to be executed, and he said, "Let's do it." And then he was killed.
Wait,
isn't it
just
do it? Yeah, it was altered. So then the Nike ad execs were like reading this horrible news story about this person being executed, and they were like, that could sell some shoes. Just do it. Let's change it.
That's like, I'm always very fascinated by people's last words, either famous or none. And there were, a lot of people on death row have clearly thought about it.
Like, have it your way.
Yeah. Like, Harvey's makes your hamburger a beautiful thing.
Not just for kids.
Fair enough. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Kind of a tongue-in-cheek.
There was a guy whose last name was French, and he went, "Here's a headline for you: French fries!" And then they shocked him and they went, "Sure."
Wow.
That is real.
Whoa. Wow.
Joke
to the end.
Yeah, I know. And one guy said, "For my last meal, I asked for SpaghettiOs, and they just gave me spaghetti, and I want everyone to know that."
What's with all these eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, long, long eyes.
It's cursive. It's cursive. Oh,
spaghetti is just cursive SpaghettiOs. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well priced, well dressed. Moors?
Moors.
I thought there was something there, but no.
You're gonna like the way you look.
Oh, this is a fun, morbid game.
Easy, breezy.
Beautiful. Oh, no. No.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe.
She'll die with it?
Also.
Oh, $15 could save you 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways,
Geico was like, "We'll adapt it."
Yeah. Anyways, think outside the bun. And this final question:
sand wishes do come true.
Is that a real?
Yeah, that's the Subway slogan.
Really?
Yeah. Sand wishes do come
true.
I thought it was
way
eat
better.
Fresh.
That's what it used to be.
And then someone was like, "Sorry, who approved sand wishes do come true?"
Yeah, not to mention it sounds like beach related, like sand related. Like if you extrapolate.
I always think about, like, how many people had to say yes to an idea for it to be, like, an official slogan? Because it's got to be only a few because...
Like, the CEO, I think, can just, like, railroad.
Yeah, but there was... Labatt probably got in a little bit of trouble a couple years ago because they came up with the slogan, "Remove no from your vocabulary."
I remember that.
Which is, like, super gross.
And associated with a drink, an alcoholic beverage.
Right, and I'm sure, like, a bunch of, like, Labatt guys were like, "Oh, just do it!" Like, but we can't just do it. Like, that's Nike. We gotta, like, we don't want to say no to stuff. We want to say yes to stuff. And they were like, but, like, how many people, like, was there no one that works for the whole organization that was like, excuse me, that's gross. I still do work for Parks Canada, and there was a year when their new slogan or their new, like, thing was called Proper Awesome, and it was like, we use the word awesome so much, but we don't use it correctly. Like, the Parks Canada are real awesome, or, like, truly awesome, which would have been great, but instead they said Proper Awesome, which is, like,
British.
Kind of British.
Yeah. Proper Awesome.
And if you have to explain
it, awesome.
If you have to explain it doesn't work very well, and I found out. That was the year that I was in, so 3 years ago this happened, and I found out later it was because the ad agency that works for Parks Canada was on strike, and one guy made the decision to implement this, and it was implemented across Canada, and then by the end of the summer, like four months later, it had been canceled, so I bought a bunch of stuff that said Proper Awesome on it. Because it's limited edition.
So literally one person came up with
literally that. One person in all of Canada was like, "This is the way it'll be." And it was.
Yeah, he saw someone on the chair who said Proper Awesome.
Yeah.
And he was like, well.
Yeah. And really they had said Truly Awesome, but he was like, "We're going to Nike this." Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that somebody, though, I mean, Parks Canada is run by the federal government. You'd think somebody, like some bureaucrat in Ottawa, would have wanted to, like, have final say, or at least, like, oversee it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
You'd think that Stephen Harper would have done something.
No, he probably saw it and was like, "That sounds like something kids would say."
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what that is?
That was
Proper
my Stephen
Awesome.
Harper.
Yeah. And then he plugged himself back into his modem.
His mainframe, yes. Yes, exactly.
What's the last question, Jesse?
I always hurt my ankles when I land. What do I do?
That makes sense.
Probably need to get a heat pack.
I think you need to eat. That's what that is.
Maybe.
Just stop doing round offs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, don't do things that hurt you.
Or, as I did a cartwheel once in rhythmic gymnastics, and I think I hurt my ankle, and it forever cracks because of that.
Let's hear
forever.
It. Okay.
Forever cracks.
Okay, you ready? Forever. Let's see if it does it.
Do you really want to crack forever?
Ah!
Oh! Oh,
that's like a real cracking.
I hope the mic is picking this up.
Now that's what I would call a forever crack.
Forever crack.
And that is
I bet,
good radio.
I
heard
that because of field hockey.
Yeah, and Katie Bennett, a cautionary tale to all of you attempting a round off.
Forever cracks is the name of my
new. Play it safe, everyone. Play it safe. Play it safe.
Mm-hmm. DJ Forever Crack.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, we've been playing.
Talk about Winnipeg infrastructure. Yeah. Oh.
Forever cracks.
Forever cracks.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure you followed all those steps. And you're doing round offs with the best of them.
Round offs for days.
Mm-hmm. You're sounding off and then you're rounding off.
Good job, Carl.
Good job, Carl.
You did more of a round off than any of us.
Yeah. I did a full round off.
Sorry, mm-hmm. You're right.
And who are you sticking it to in the end?
Do you feel like full
Matt Evans?
Matt Evans. Oh, that guy's the worst.
Oh, Matt Evans.
Also, Madame Godet. I never cared for her.
Oh, she
chose favorites.
Yeah. Hi, neighbor.
Hello? Hello, is somebody there?
Yes,
hello?
Hi. It's me, Patrice.
Hello, Patrice. Oh, I didn't see you. It's so dark. It's only it's 5 in the morning. Usually I have the beach to myself at this time, Patrice. What are you doing out here?
I thought I would collect some shells for you.
For me, Patrice?
I'm also going for my early morning bike ride. If you want to join me, ding ding.
No, that's all right. Also, Patrice, I'm married, and I thank you for the seashells, but I don't really. It's not very appropriate, Patrice.
Oh. I understand, Tom. Well, I'll be on my way, then.
Do you understand? Do you understand, Patrice? I have a lovely wife and 3 children and 8 grandchildren.
Yes, I play bridge with your wife. I understand.
All right, okay. Enjoy your bike ride, Patrice.
Later, Tom. Ding, ding.
Okay, all right, there, yeah, just a bartender, okay, everything looks good today.
Boy, give me one Tom Arnold on the rocks, please.
You can tell me what's in it, look me straight in the eyes, tell me what's in a Tom Arnold, I'll give it to you.
Oh, you don't believe I know what's in a Tom Arnold?
I don't think you know left from right there, bud.
Well, I'll tell you, I know everything in every drink.
You own in the bar.
Oh, well, that's a story for another time.
Flashback.
Rum, Coke, lemon juice. That's a Cuba Libre.
Wow, this bartender knows everything. He'll never get fired.
Let's play Stump the Bartender.
Hey, bartender, what's in a screwdriver?
I'll tell you. Lemonade. Raspberries. Pina colada mix and a wish of a child.
He's right.
Hey, bartender, what's in a Tim Allen?
Well, Tom, let me tell you. Sawdust, mm. A well-placed grunt, mm. And a bit of Santa Claus's beard hair.
Mm. He's right.
I've never gotten a drink wrong.
Flash forward.
Wow. Very impressive. So yeah. What happened?
Well, it turns out there was one drink I never knew.
Wait, what?
Yeah, but that's a story for another time. Anyone else?
Yeah, I got one for you.
All right.
I want you to tell me what's in a Roundup.
A Roundup? I haven't heard that drink since my pappy ordered it on his deathbed. All right, well.
Hello? Hello, is somebody there?
Yes, Papa? What's your final request?
I
hope it's not weird.
I would like the drink round off.
Okay, Dad, one more thing before you die.
Yes?
Ice cubes? Clink?
Sure. A round off generally has ice in it.
Grenadine?
Yes.
Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
Oh, shoot, what was that last ingredient?
Bam.
No, Dad, no! Dr. Pepper? Sir, don't die on me! Sir, don't die!
That's it. I'm done for.
Not again! And another life was on my hands, and I closed my bar.
Grandpa, what? I'm sorry, we went back to this scene. Yeah, I'm this guy.
You've got a great bar here, grandson.
Thanks. Oh, God, let's get out of here.
Toodle-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Hey, neighbor.
Hello, Patrice.
It's the afternoon now.
Yeah, I can. The sun is in a different place.
I had a great bike ride if
sorry,
you wanted to
sorry, my wife's calling me from the house. Yes? Yes, Eleanor? Just a minute. I'm talking to Patrice. Yeah, she's coming over later for bridge. She keeps hitting on me and giving me seashells.
Tom, that's not what this is.
How about you go ride your bike somewhere else, Patrice?
You know what? Your beachfront looks like crap.
That's because you keep putting shells here, Patrice.
Oh, well, then I'll just collect all my shells and put them in my bike basket.
Do it.
I like your wife better than you.
Good. Eleanor, she's coming up those steps now to you.
Get it!
Yes, Eleanor?
Get it!
Yes, two lumps of sugar. Anyway, Patrice and you are going to talk now. Goodbye.
I don't know why you just don't leave Tom. Eleanor, are you okay? I'm going to go ride my bike, okay?
Eleanor puts a hand on her shoulder.
Open the doors. Open the doors. This is 911. When I called and proclaimed she was choking earlier, and no one's helped her. And when we see this woman, she's dead. She's dead.
The scene is sweeped.
And we cut to a Nike director's office trying to come up with a slogan. And they hear about the latest last noise that a person made, which was, and they think it just might work.
Phil, did you hear about this woman who died?
Yeah, I sure did. She made a kooky crazy noise.
Her last words were,
I think that's gonna sell shoes.
I don't see how it couldn't.
I can see the commercial materializing before my eyes.
A soul runner.
Yes.
At dawn.
Yes.
On the highway.
The birds in the sky are making high-pitched noises, and he wishes he could join them.
And with our latest product, he can.
He pumps up his shoes.
He gets out the little bicycle pump.
He puts his dominant foot forward.
He does a quarter turn.
He puts his hands on the ground and remembers to remove them afterwards.
He tries to bring his legs together. It's
and
a struggle.
Succeeds? Plot twist?
Plot twist? Yes, he succeeds.
Launches into the air.
Does a somersault in the air, and so that he's now facing towards the birds.
The bird and him lock eyes.
They both We go into slow motion now. The bird starts to open his beak.
You can see the bird is suspicious as to whether they'll be able to communicate or not.
Yes, he's arching one eyebrow. The bird is arching one eyebrow. The man starts to open his mouth.
The bird starts to open its beak further. The bird does a somersault.
And then a quarter turn. Now they're not facing each other. But because the bird has eyes on either side of its head, they're still making eye contact.
Yes.
And now, suddenly, the music crescendos in the background. And they both go...
Gentlemen, that's amazing.
I hope you were taking notes.
I was.
We're gonna be billionaires.
See you tomorrow.
We cut to a funeral. Patrice and Tom are the only ones there, sitting in the pews.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, Patrice. My wife didn't know anyone else but the two of us.
It was only us that played bridge.
Yeah, literally no one. We have 3 children and 8 grandchildren.
Well, maybe if you weren't such a dick, they'd be here, Tom.
Patrice, did you send out the invitations to this?
What?
We asked people to RSVP to this funeral.
You didn't tell me that, Tom!
There's a 4-course dinner afterwards. We need them to RSVP.
Oh. Well, I really forked up, didn't I?
Patrice, did you orchestrate this whole thing?
Listen! If you had maybe connected the lines between your family members, you would have known better. I don't know what I'm saying anymore, Tom.
Sorry, Patrice, let's just go back to that concept for a quick sec. Mm-hmm. You want me to connect the lines with my family?
Yeah, like a map. You know, like one of those spy things where you're like, oh, you've got some yarn. Gotta know why there's shells in the world.
Give me more details.
How do you do a round off? And why does the name Matt keep coming into my brain?
Sorry, I'm having a few ideas here about what you're talking about. And mostly I'm getting the idea that you orchestrated the death of my wife and the funeral so we could be alone together. Another idea, and that is that you're a nut job.
Tom?
Yes?
That's the nicest thing you've said to me all day.
Did somebody order a nut job? 1 part parsley, 1 part root beer, 3 chestnuts, and a whole lot of love.
Is this a drink?
You tell me.
What drinks have whole chestnuts in them?
Only the best.
Sorry. I refuse to believe that the best drinks have whole unshocked chestnuts in them.
I'll take 2, please.
No, Patrice, do not encourage this behavior.
Oh, so good.
No, Patrice, don't drink this man. We do not know this man. What is this drink called again? A nut jaw?
Here, try one.
I will.
Remember to chew.
A drink should not be chewed.
Tom, it's delicious.
Oh, my stars.
Makes you forget all your problems.
I mean, we're at my wife's funeral, so I'm having difficulty doing that. But it's a very good drink, sir. Do you happen to make a round off?
Yes. Once. Okay. And he disappears.
Okay.
He walks backwards slowly out of the funeral chapel.
Thank you for
slowly
the nuts.
Backwards.
He keeps walking backwards until he reaches an ocean, yeah. And he keeps going.
And there's a photo on the wall from the 1930s with him in it as the bartender at the funeral chapel.
Okay, then. Thank you for the drink with nuts in it.
And as he puts his drink down, his hand touches Patrice.
Patrice!
Oh.
I've not felt this before. It must be the love in this drink.
You're the best thing that's happened to me.
Would you like to go to the beach, Patrice?
Would you like to get on my tandem bike, Tom?
I'll sit in the basket.
Well, this has been another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. We want to say a big thank you to all of our amazing guests. This trumps any of our previous guest episodes.
Don't
just
say
by
that word.
This clinches all of our previous episodes. Just
hilarious.
By numbers. So why don't we go around and everyone can say their name one more time. I'm Thomas Tolles.
And what's your favorite drink?
Sure. Chocolate milk.
I'm Katie Bennett, and recently I've really been into whiskey.
We'll come back to Michelle.
Yes. Come back to Michelle. I am Tristan, and I like good Fort Garry dark beer.
My name is Carl Plummer, and I really enjoy gin and tonics.
I'm Jesse Bergen, and I like a good old-fashioned Roman Coke.
My name is Spencer Dunn, and I like a beer with a little bit of orange juice in it.
I'm Michelle, and if I'm thirsty, I'll drink anything. Not anything. Okay.
Nike, drink anything. Thank you so much to our guests. This has been a really special episode. I'm so happy to have them here. Follow us on iTunes, rate and subscribe, you know the drill. And remember,
if you want to teach someone a lesson,
make sure you round up to the nearest variable
and print.